Welcome to the YATH, a podcast about Spider-Man. My name is Yadira Farrell, and I'll be your host. Our team captain is Ollie Mendez. Our superhero specialist is Tanya Lopez, and our producer is Henry Wong. We're going to begin talking about theme and Spider-Man, so I'll ask our theme captain to define theme in your own words. What do you think the theme of the Spider-Man movie is? Can you give us an example of theme from the movie?
I think theme is, from the whole movie, a piece of writing of a person's thoughts or the subject of a talk.
So what do you guys think about Miles Morales?
The theme of the Spider-Man movie is, with great power comes great responsibility. An example of this theme in the movie is he saves MJ and the kids on the bridge.
Explain for us what the theme of the Spider-Man comic book is and share us an example of theme from the comic.
I think the theme of the Spider-Man comic book is heroism. And an example of this theme in the comic book is he defends a kid getting stuff stolen.
Tell us about the theme of the Spider-Man novel. What's a part of the novel where we see this theme?
The theme of the Spider-Man novel is learning. An example of this theme in the novel is that Miles is trying to learn to be a good hero in the novel.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, well, all the heroes in the Spider-Man novel, comic book, and movie are very young.
Can you give us another example of theme in the text?
Another example of theme in the Spider-Man movie is caring, because Parker wants to get revenge for his uncle.
That wraps up our discussion on theme. Now we're going to discuss Spider-Man's powers with our superhero specialist. How does Spider-Man get his superhero powers in the movie?
In the movie, Spider-Man got his superpowers when he was at a science museum. A special spider escaped his cage. And when Spider-Man was taking a picture of MJ, the spider came down and bit him.
What are his superhero powers and how do they work?
His powers are super strong, as well as shooting webs out of his hands.
Can you give us an example from the movie when he uses his powers?
An example when he uses his powers is when he saved MJ from falling off the balcony due to the Green Goblin destroying it.
Now in the comic, how does he get his superhero powers?
In the comic book, Spider-Man got his superpowers when he went to his uncle's house and a special spider was there and never there.
Share with us an example of when he uses them in the comic.
His power was super speed, as well as he can camouflage in the An example when he uses super speed is when Spider-Man doesn't like seeing his father and uncle arguing, so he runs away using super speed.
Finally, how does Spider-Man get his powers in the novel?
In the novel, Spider-Man has superpowers because his uncle stole the spider from the lab and took it to his house, and Spider-Man was there, so the spider decided to get it.
So, in the novel, what are his powers and how do they work?
His powers are camouflage and super speed, as well as spider sense.
Tell us an example of when he uses his powers in the novel.
An example when he uses camouflage is when he sneaks out of his door he is working at so he can go to an open mic.
Can you give us another example of his superpowers in the novel?
Another example when he uses his superpowers is when he feels his spidey senses in the middle of class and then decides to run out of the class.
In the last part of our podcast, we're going to our producer. Tell us your favorite part of the movie, comic book, or novel. Why was it your favorite part?
My favorite part of the Spider-Man novel is when the students at the end of the book stand up against Mr. Chamberlain because all the students rise up against the teacher to be treated equally.
That's all the time we have. I'm your host, Yadira. I'd like to thank our theme captain, Ollie, and I'd like to thank our superhero specialist, Tanya. Finally, I'd like to thank our producer, Henry.